Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
4-3, ninth inning. Corey Seager comes up.
Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman, Haggerty. Over to second for one. The relay to first. The ball game is over. Holy smokes, the double play ends it, and the Mariners hang on, and they beat the Dodgers here at T-Mobile Park. A final score of 4-3.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Now, if you bet Mariners full game, man, you had to sweat that one. But if you bet Mariners first five, you had your feet up. You were a winner. Like I was last night with the trio of first five winners.
I thought the Dodgers were going to win. I was positive the Dodgers were going to win that game. I was watching a little bit of that live. And my new thing is I'm falling asleep. I watch baseball on my phone in bed while I'm like laying down.
How great is that?
It's awesome. I fall asleep to it almost every night now. It's either a podcast or if there's a late baseball game that's not a blowout on, I put that on. So last night it was Mariners Dodgers a little bit, just like diving catches on hard hit liners, just like all these things had to kind of conspire to make the Mariners win that game. But good win for them.
You know what I've been doing? Like I actually stopped watching baseball last night after I won the last bet, first five Mariners Dodgers. Then I put Drive to Survive on and I watch it literally until I'm about to fall asleep. And I feel like I have like 7 minutes left in the episode I'm watching and it's like building like an incredible conclusion and I just could not stay away.
You couldn't make it to the finish line? That's tough. That show didn't. My problem was after I watched that show, which is awesome and we can talk about it in more detail at some point, Drive to Survive, the Formula One show on Netflix, which was nominated for a Sports Emmy today too.
It should win. I don't even know what it's up against, but it should win.
I looked at the it should win. That's the nice way to put it. It didn't make me want to go to sleep. Like it wired me. That was the problem. The audio and everything and like being immersed in the races and stuff. It didn't make me it didn't make my eyes droopy. That was, I think, part of the problem of why I wasn't sleeping great, honestly, as I was binge watching seasons one and two. Baseball does it to you. Baseball works a lot better.
But that's like kind of like the romantic thing about baseball to a degree, right? Is it's very peaceful and calming and just kind of sit there and watch and enjoy.
Rocking porch, rocking chair on a porch.
Throw stuff at the wall when your team loses, when the team you bet on, the bullpen blows it in horrendous fashion. It's all part of the romanticism of Major League Baseball. We got a loaded show coming up, obviously. Power Hour, hour number three. We're going to talk NFL draft and Major League Baseball in the next hour. Eno Saris and Eric Edholm going to join us. But for right now, let's do some Major League Baseball takeaways. And to do that, Rick, we're going to need the old-timey baseball music.
Yeah.
If you would be so kind. Yeah, we're going to do old-timey baseball music here.
That's like, what's the dance where they do the hands out, like where they're like that? What's that? I don't know what that one's called.
I have no rhythm.
I want to say like the Charleston, but that's not it. The Charleston's like something different, I think.
I have no rhythm unless I drink. And I've made the executive decision, by the way, to like not drink basically at all this week, the weekend that I'm going to be in Florida.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, a little bit. I mean, but just like I feel like, you know, I'm playing a road game here. Like it's my girlfriend's
Understood.
Family.
Yep.
Like it's not a home
game.
You're
an invited guest.
Yes. So like, and when I play road games, like I try to like be on my best behavior because you know you never know. Okay, I got three things, Ken, to hit you with here for Major League Baseball from last night, and I want to start and ask you if there are any bets that we can make now on this specific. And I like them tonight in their game coming up when they play the Padres again here.
I
want to ask if there's a bet that we should be making on the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, I believe, Ken, that before the season, correct me if I'm wrong, I have a bet on them to win the NL Central. I believe you do as well. And
yes,
I think
I
my number. Yep, I think we both have plus 275 or in
That's
those
correct.
Yeah. So right now, Milwaukee is plus 185 to win the NL Central. The same odds as St. Louis. So those are your co-favorites. Plus 1,800 to win the National League. And I kind of look at the top of this rotation, and Brandon Woodruff went last night, and he's awesome. Corbin Burns is going tonight. He's the second favorite right now to win the NL Cy Young behind Jacob DeGrom. You know, Freddie Peralta has been outstanding as the three. We know the manager is very good in Craig Counsell. We know the bullpen, spearheaded by Josh Hader, is very good. And you said something interesting yesterday on the show, Ken. And it's not like it was groundbreaking or anything, but it made me think, because I hadn't thought about it yet. What if the Dodgers run into like a team in the playoffs with like a 1-2 punch in a short series of pitchers that could shut their lineups, shut them down a couple times? Why couldn't it be Milwaukee with Woodruff and Burns potentially, right? So I ask you, Ken Barkley, plus 1,800 to win the National League or plus 185 to win the NL Central, where I don't think we expect Cincinnati's pitching to hold up the way it has thus far this season. The offense is going to cool off at some point. I know we don't love the St. Louis Cardinals. Nope. The Cubs aren't really good, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are another disaster. What do you think about the Brewers right now? Is there a bet to be made right now on the Brewers?
I think if you didn't have any NL Central position, see, you and I are in good on the NL Central, which is, I think, I don't think I would add to our position. So if you're sitting there with Brewers tickets, you're in really good. The price is going down. I think the price is very likely to go down going forward because I think the offense is only going to get better, right? I mean, they're playing with, you know, 70% of the lineup, basically. And I think they're like the kind of team where maybe you add a bat, trade deadline, they become a buyer. Like, you, I think it's easier to shore up that weakness than
like they did with Yelich.
Right. Try to go get like a top line starter this year. It might be kind of tricky with who's going to be available, but, and we don't know. We don't know who's necessarily going to sell yet. And, here's a really interesting thing. What if the Cubs are terrible and they have to sell? Like, would they just refuse to sell to the Brewers? That would be very interesting because all those guys would be available. Yeah. You know, I mean, God, I mean, the Brewers could use a lot of guys that the Cubs might be selling. If you didn't have a position, I think the Brewers are worth something here. I think 185, they still might be worth something. I'm very not sold on. I mean, I've made some adjustments to ratings for the Cardinals, and I think the Cardinals are a little better than I thought. I have a win total under ticket on them, but they're still not like up to where I regret putting in the win total under ticket. Like, I've adjusted some of their pitcher ratings. Some guys are like, I was really bottom of the total basement on Wainwright, and he's better than that, even though he's not great. You know, like, there are some adjustments I think we've made that the Cardinals are okay. Cubs, I'm not bottoming out on, but like it's gone down, it's gotten worse,
and I mean, not good.
The Pirates are going to provide no resistance. They're out of the conversation. Cincinnati is like the intriguing team, I guess. Cincinnati strikes me as a lot like Boston, where they're just like they've won a lot of games, 10-6 and like 10-4, and the offense has been insane. And you know, actually, it's so funny because Eno Saris, who we're going to have on next segment, he was the guy who made that case for Boston, not as a contender, but like, look, they're going to win like 80s games, and their win total was 80.5. And his argument was just, if you hit that well, you're just going to win some games like 10-6. You just are when you hit that well. That's kind of what Cincinnati's doing. First of all, that's, I think, a death sentence in the playoffs, but I think it's also just over the course of a 162-game season, unlikely to produce results. So I like Milwaukee a little bit, but the best support for Milwaukee from a futures standpoint, even if you like, you make your own numbers and you like Milwaukee or your friends like Milwaukee, like the market likes Milwaukee in some of these games. Now they're playing the second best team in the National League tonight at their place, and their ace is on the mound, and they're favored on the road in that game. Now they're facing Paddock. They're not facing Musgrove, and they're not facing, you know, Darvish,
or Snell.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I get it, but there aren't a lot of teams and there aren't a lot of situations where that would be true. So I think, you know, like already, even before the Brewers get everybody back, before they add a bat, before they do whatever, you have two pitchers where if it is, you know, Burns versus Buehler, game one of a postseason series, or, you know, how it ends up shaking out, or it's Woodruff versus Bauer and, you know, game two or whatever, like the market's kind of already giving you some indications that these two pitchers are rated really high. It's like to be road favorites in San Diego in games is not something accomplished by most pitchers in most situations against basically any Padres starter. It doesn't have to be Paddock, but any Padres starter, like Padres get a ton of credit in these games all the time. So it doesn't even have to be what you think. If you're just kind of looking at how the games are being lined and which pitchers are kind of being given a lot of respect in situations, like the Brewers have two that you could kind of put up against a lot of the other pitchers that literally any collection of teams have in the National League.
You bet BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking Major League Baseball takeaways from Monday night. Say it with me, Ken. Arigato gozaimasu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price,
Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Well, it starts with an A, not an O, but close enough. Kohei Arihara.
It's not Arigato. It's not my Arigato. It's Arigato.
Arihara for Texas. Another good start last night. We cash another first five. Arihara, four starts this season for the Rangers. 20 innings, a whip of 0.93. So I've won back-to-back first five bets on Arihara at big numbers here. So here's what we know about Arihara. He doesn't put a lot of guys on base, and he never goes deep into games because the book on him is, like, once you see him three times through, like, he's going to give up a lot of hits. So it's like, I feel like this is like a pitcher, like, genetically engineered in a laboratory to win first five bets for us at massive underdog prices. Sure. Is this something, if you share my opinion on this for Arihara, that this is a guy that we might want to look at here for first five bets. And by the way, very cool last night, retired his old teammate with the Nippon Ham Fighters in Japan, Shohei Ohtani, a couple times.
Right, who thought he homered and then, like, bat flipped, and then it turns out it got caught at the wall. That was, like, a really interesting dynamic. The like, what do we do with him going forward? I mean, my love of the Rangers last night, and it felt really good to nail that bet because I felt like we really had a good read on that game, was not just about Arihara. It was also about the Angels and their schedule and kind of, like, catching them at a really good moment too, where the line was crazy based on a team that was out of their routine. So I don't know if I'm, like, a full back him every time. It was just this unique setup where it's okay, I like this, and the Angels are in this situation. I mean, if they draw, like, let's say the Yankees 2 weeks from now start hitting great. I haven't looked at Texas's schedule, but I'm just making up a situation. Like, let's say they draw the Yankees once they start playing well, and it's like, oh, well, we got to back them first five innings, like Arihara. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Like, there are situations.
Yeah, but he's gonna be like +210 though. So I mean,
well, it depends on who the Yankee starter is. But it'll be but that'll be interesting too, right? So the Angels took all the money last night in the game. It didn't move a ton in their favor, but it moved in their favor, and you were able to get, you know, 205, 210 on first five innings. You know, does that end up starting to change? Do the first five innings derivative get, does it get adjusted? Because now we know, like, the more we learn, this is a pitcher where I feel like even if we get any information at all, the market will start becoming a little smarter on it. But we just had no information whatsoever about how good this was going to. This was the basis of the handicap last night for people listening to Power Hour. It was like, I think I'm ahead on this because there's so little data to go on and we're all just guessing. I'm guessing this way and I think I'm right. Once we stop having to guess, once he's awesome that many times in a row, you know, even if it's just next start or two starts from now, I have a feeling we're going to lose some of our pricing a little bit on him. And I think it still becomes opponent dependent. For me, it was opponent dependent last night.
Last note for me here on baseball from last night: San Francisco Giants shut out Philly 2-0. They now have four shutout wins this season. Wild. That's the most in Major League Baseball. Yeah. Gausman's ERA 2.45, Cueto 1.8, DeSclafani 1.06, Aaron Sanchez 2.45. The under 12-2 in San Francisco's last 14 games. This is not sustainable. It is just not. And I'm kind of the opinion, Ken, that we're going to see these pitchers come back down to earth sooner rather than later. I think we're going to start seeing some overs with San Francisco because the pitchers are going to get rocked. And I think San Francisco is going to start losing some games. They've started 10-6. God bless them. Good start to the season. We give them credit. This is not a team that's going to be, I think, playing this type of baseball for the rest of the season. I like the Phillies tonight, and I like the over tonight, Ken Barkley, with the Phillies and the San Francisco Giants.
Well, I mean, you get Wheeler off, like, the worst performance of all time. Like, I guess maybe the over could just hit organically anyway. The Giants are tricky because, I mean, their pitching's not going to pitch like this the whole year. That's literally impossible for that to happen. And it's also impossible with this collection of pitchers for that to happen. So that's cool. I totally understand that point where, like, at some point their totals will end up kind of normalizing, but they'll also start hitting a little bit more. I think they have, like, a ton of guys to call up in the middle of the season too that everyone's excited about. So the lineup could actually end up flipping to the point where, okay, like, you're going to bet Giants games differently. You're not going to bet the under every night, and you know, they're going to score more runs. And, like, when that happens, could they actually derive success from something else? Like, they're going to have to. I mean, they literally can't keep playing like this and winning every game, but I'm not like out on them. I think, like, you are. I just think they might end up, they need to be something different to succeed long-term, but, you know, I don't think I'm actually that out on them. I kind of think, like, my ratings for them are actually pretty good.
All right. Hour number one on the books here. You better you bet on a Tuesday. Hour number two coming up. NFL draft with Eric Edholm. And we start the hour with the great Eno Saris from The Athletic, talking all things Major League Baseball. Hour two for you coming up next.